We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
On September 16th, President Obama signed the Leahy Smith America Invents Act into law. This is the first major overhaul of patent law since 1952. That was 1 year before Watson and Crick proposed their double helix model for the DNA. Clearly, technology in various sectors and the world economic picture has changed a great deal since 1952. The volume and frequency of international trade has increased exponentially, and our reliance on technological innovation to solve human problems has never been higher. For the last 6 years, various stakeholder groups, such as the IT industry and the pharma and biotech industries, have been pushing hard for patent law reform. The hope now is that the new America Invents Act will streamline patent law to better address our 21st century needs. The most significant and controversial change to the patent system under the new law is the shift from a first-to-invent system to a first-to-file system. Under a first-to-invent system, the first person to actually come up with an invention is entitled to receive a patent, regardless of when they filed for their patent application. Under our new modified first-to-file system, the first person who files for a patent or the first person who discloses an invention wins and is entitled to a patent regardless of when they came up with the technology. The first-to-file system has long been the norm abroad, say in Europe or Japan. The advantage of a first-to-file system is that it creates a clear and certain rule to determine priority to an invention. Whoever is the first person to officially file for a patent has the first priority. On the other hand, under our former first-to-invent system, the process may be seen as being more just in its desire to reward the first and true inventor, but this came at the price of greater uncertainty, delay, and expense. The America Invents Act anticipates possible unfairness that may arise from a pure first-to-file system. For instance, if a university professor publishes her invention, or if an inventor publicly discloses his invention to see what the potential market might be for his technology, then in both situations, they still have 1 year to file for a patent application to protect their technology. In another benefit to universities, the new act reduces government patent filing costs for universities significantly. This is not to say that the America Invents Act removes all possible unfairness from a first-to-file system. For instance, even if you happen to be the first inventor of a technology, but you do not have the money or resources to file for a patent, you may be at a disadvantage compared to a second inventor in a large company that has the ability to get to the patent office before you. The new act also creates new mechanisms for anyone to challenge an issued patent through a post-grant review process that is very similar to patent opposition proceedings in Europe and Japan. These post-grant review mechanisms may result in higher quality patents being issued and may ensure that patent rights that are granted are indeed commensurate with innovation. But even this comes at a price. Startup companies and small businesses could end up having to defend their issued patents in costly post-grant review proceedings initiated by their larger and better resourced rivals. In short, the America Invents Act and the new first-to-file system may help harmonize and integrate the American patent system with the patent systems of other countries, and it may make for a clearer and arguably better patent system. However, these advantages may come at a cost to startups and small businesses who may find it harder to protect and market their inventions. I'm Jay Kaysen.